A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Hello, Friday. Mate. No, I'm doing the intro now, aren't I? Oh,
sorry, Steve.
Keep talking over me. What's the matter with you?
Sorry.
Is that the first bit people hear?
Sorry, mate.
I love Goldstein. Oh, and they've turned it off now.
You said hello to me. I'm only being...
Not you. Welcome to the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, to check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. Big show. We've got Ben Foster in the studio.
Fozzy.
Big Ben Foster. Big bad Ben Foster.
Big bad Ben Fozzy.
So he'll be joining us. Yep. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
Jay, let me ask you this question.
Go on, mate.
Have you ever wondered who would win in a fight, Mark Goldbridge or Gabby Abonnemar?
Do you know what stinks? I was in bed last night.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I was tossing and turning all night. And the one thing that was on my mind...
Yeah, well, you were tossing and turning.
Well, I was tossing and turning.
Yeah.
One thing that was on my mind...
Yeah.
I can't tell it was
oh,
on
no.
my mind.
Oh, no.
No, that... Sorry, back to this.
Oh, so it wasn't on your mind?
No, I've never wondered this, mate. No.
Okay. Well, the former Villa striker and TalkSport presenter clashed on The Breakfast Show. When he had a debate.
Was it a big debate, Stinks?
I think it was a massive debate.
Was it?
They were talking about Erling Haaland.
Basically, I was doing my podcast this week and we were talking about controversial takes, which obviously Gabby's the king of. And I was saying, well, look, if we're talking about Erling Haaland and we're talking about this Liverpool team right now, I said that Erling Haaland is the best striker in the world. I think he's absolutely, I'd argue that with anyone. I think he's the best striker in the world. But right here, right now, in this title race, if you said to Jurgen Klopp, you can put Erling Haaland up front, absolutely no chance. And if anybody thinks different to that, that's fine. But based on what Liverpool do and how Liverpool play, Erling Haaland would not suit the way that Liverpool play. And Jurgen Klopp would not stick him in his team ahead of someone like Darwin Nunez for the simple reasons Erling Haaland is a penalty box striker. He doesn't hold the ball up. He doesn't bring other people into the play. He doesn't carry the ball. He doesn't win many defensive duels. He's not particularly good at creating chances. And you look at someone like Jota and Nunez, they're fundamental to the way that Liverpool play football.
Hang on a second. You just said that Haaland doesn't hold the ball up. He doesn't bring people into play. He doesn't run with the ball. What Haaland are you watching?
Well, we can get into stats if you want, Gabby, because I can read them out for you, because I don't just throw stuff out there. This season, Jota and Nunez, 13 assists and 6 assists, and Jota's played 1,000 minutes less than Erling Haaland, who's had 5. This season, passes per 90, 10 for Haaland, 18 for Nunez, 27 for Jota. Erling Haaland is a finisher. He's a brilliant, brilliant striker. But he would not suit that Liverpool system.
Man,
where you've
what about
got to
goals
work
then? What about goals? How many goals has Haaland got compared to the other
team? He's only scored against every Premier League team that he's played against, Al. 35 appearances last season, 36 goals.
It's phenomenal.
52 in 53 in all competitions, won the treble. This season been injured, 17 goals in 20 appearances. Come on, Mark.
Football doesn't work like that. We're better than that. Football's not like that. You don't just go, oh, let's grab this great player and put him into this team. It doesn't necessarily work like that. And the context of if you said to me at the start of the season, would Jurgen Klopp take Liverpool, would take Erling Haaland? Of course he would, because he could work with him in pre-season. But the question was, would he drop him into this title-winning side in his last couple of months as a Liverpool manager and disrupt the way that he plays? And I don't think he would. I think Liverpool play very differently to Manchester City. If you look at Erling Haaland and Brentford and how they break and Erling Haaland's bombing through, Liverpool play completely different. Liverpool are on the halfway line at the Emirates. They're not really breaking on teams to utilise the Erling Haaland pace. It's a purely tactical analysis. I completely agree if people want to go differently and say, I'd put Erling Haaland in any team. Obviously, it's a controversial take, but I stand by it. It's about the way Liverpool play, and Erling Haaland doesn't play football the way that Darwin Nunez, or Jota doesn't play at all now. He's injured, isn't he?
TalkSport Daily.
Gabby and Alan Brazil also heard something on the grapevine about Mark. which they felt compelled to bring up.
He's concocting some story, Mark, that you've got about eight different names. You know, do you want to put that to bed straight away?
No, just the two, thanks.
Just the two names?
Yeah.
Right, Gab, do you know what the two names are?
I have no idea, mate.
You do, you little fibber.
I have no idea, Alan.
You do, you little fibber.
I have no idea. He knows his name.
I'm like Elton John. I've got a performance name and a real name.
What's the real name?
Well, you know it, Gabby. You can.
I don't know. The public want to know.
Well, they already know.
Do they?
You're just late to the party.
What is it?
You can tell them. If you're so obsessed with it.
I'm not obsessed. I'm just wondering what your name is. Thought we had a chat.
Let's talk about the football anyway.
He doesn't want to talk about his name.
Jay, do you have a stage name?
I do have a stage name.
What is it?
Dirk Diggler.
All right, okay. What is that? What's that about?
I
digging in the dirt?
I like digging in the dirt. Yeah, as a kid,
all right.
I did a lot of dirt digging.
Oh, right, okay, that explains it all.
Yeah.
Okay. TalkSport Daily. Jay, you seem like you've got something to say. Something else to say.
Has anyone seen Joe Hart? It's a bit harsh, to be fair. He's had a great career, kid.
This is something that I've thought about for a while. There's no right or wrong time, is there? But the way this club works, that I'm playing at the moment, there's so much on it. There's so much heart and soul poured into what we're doing as a football club. But you know, with the grand scheme of the club, with the support base and the conversations that go on around it, there's obviously a conversation around the goalkeeping position for next season. So I just think it was really important that with the blessing of the club, you know, I've had the conversations with the club, with Brendan, with Stevie Woods, that we get the message out. It takes one thing off the table that people need to speculate over. You know, I'm definitely not going to be there next season. I'm not going to be available to play football next season. So I wanted to take that off the table, and then we can talk about why and then push forward. TalkSport Daily.
Now, so Jim Ratcliffe met the
big rat.
The big rat. Oh, yeah, the big rat we call him. He met the media in his first full interview since his takeover at Manchester United. He had this to say about Old Trafford's importance.
I mean, it's an impressive stadium, and it's the largest Premier League stadium in the country, second largest stadium in the country to Wembley, I suppose. But it's not quite of the standard you would expect of Manchester United today, and it's fallen behind. Maybe 20 years ago it was, but today it's fallen behind. So we do need to look at the way forward for the stadium, the redevelopment of that stadium. There are clearly, you know, two roads we could take. We could refurbish the existing stadium, or we could look at building a new stadium, and that's what we're looking at the moment.
I think if it was part of that regeneration project and a national stadium, then there clearly has to be a conversation with the government. Yeah, I think. Well, you know, the North deserves some thought about, you know, government investment and regeneration, as well as the South. So I think there should be a conversation with government, yeah.
Now, Simon Jordan was alongside Jim Wyatt and spoke about whether Old Trafford's refurbishment could be funded by the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By me, the taxpayer. Yeah. Absolute joke.
Go the taxpayer.
There's not a parallel universe where there can be any mitigation justification. And by the way, aren't you a little bit embarrassed when your mates across the town have regenerated certain parts of Manchester out of their own dime? In terms of Manchester City's ownership, and bask that in that reflective glory, and all the Man City fans will remind us endlessly how wonderful the Middle Eastern guys have been to redeveloping certain parts of Manchester with no real return for it besides their goodwill.
That area around the Etihad is incredible.
Yeah,
really
and,
is.
And fair play to them for doing it. I still maintain there's reasons behind why they do these things, but that doesn't mean that the beneficiaries of it don't have some gratitude attached to it. Jim Ratcliffe is playing all ends and playing all angles and saying the things that you would expect anybody with common sense that's going into a football club that's in a slight scenario of malaise where it's disconnected from its fan base or sections of its fan base. Its football team aren't producing what it should be producing on the field. And there's a lot of expectation. Wembley is not the same. Whether we like it or we don't, and it's not a North-South issue, part of the imagery of English football and part of the reasons why it resonates around the world and people think of English football the way that they do, and the Premier League was spawned out of this sort of concept of the pyramid and Wembley. Brazilian players want to play at Wembley. Mm. It represents English football. It may not have the lustre of the Twin Towers that once was there before, but it's still the home of English football, of international football, of major international events. And it's not for one individual football club. It's for everything.
Sure, sure.
And so Manchester United suggesting that they can get their nose in the trough and suggest that they should be getting some taxpayers' money is bordering upon moderately insulting. TalkSport Daily.
Now, on my Drive Time show yesterday, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, we were lucky enough to be joined by the former Arsenal and French defender, Mikel Silvestre. Are you a Silvestre or Silvestri?
Silvestre.
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 Okay, I called him Silvestre. Anyway, he said this about his former club's chances for silverware this season.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. If I had to pick, really, I would go for the Champions League, despite this 1-0 defeat at Porto. I think I would give them more chances because I would say that the Premier League, to keep up with City and Liverpool until the end, will be difficult. I think there's still a little bit of a gap, you know, between the experience and also I think the bench at Arsenal is still a little bit light, although they brought Tosar this summer. They brought obviously Declan Rice. I still think City and also Liverpool are a notch higher in terms of chances to win the title.
What do you make of that, Jay? Arsenal winning the Champions League.
Do you know what, mate? They're in the hunt. It was a bad night the other night. I mean, that last second goal, mate. They're going to go through. Stinks. Mm. But it's a bit of a dent, that.
Big dent.
Big dent.
Big dent.
Yeah, they're still in the hunt.
Okay.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Chelsea's Nicholas Jackson spoke exclusively to TalkSport's Scotty Minto. Good lad, Scotty. And opened up on how he deals with missing chances. He doesn't miss chances.
I don't think he spoke exclusively. That means he's not spoken to anyone else in the world ever other than Scott Minto.
It's exclusively to TalkSport, well, Scotty Minto. I don't think Scotty Minto's done anything else.
So the only person he's ever spoken to in his life is Scott Minto.
That's Scott Minto, but TalkSport Scott Minto.
Right. Okay, well, I'm wrong then. Have a listen.
Sometimes I go to sleep thinking, still watching the same videos always, like I should have done better. But, you know, I've seen many... When I was young, I've seen Benzema playing for Madrid. I was supporting Madrid when I was young, and Benzema was missing a lot of chance. But, you know, later he won the Ballon d'Or. I'm not saying, you know, I'm that level. I cannot be that level now, but, I mean, I've seen it before, so I'm not worried. So I'm just trying to improve and try to be, you know, improve every day and try to be what I want to be, you know, in football.
You have to aim for the stars, so why not aim to be at that level? Mm. And with Mauricio Pochettino as well, you know, he's well known for turning talent into top-class players. Mm. He turns Harry Kane, talent, into a world-class player as well. Mm. How does he deal with you? What does he say to you?
Yeah, it's the same thing. I think, I don't know what he was telling Harry, but the same thing he's telling me, he told Harry, the same thing he's telling me. You know, just to continue, and you miss, but later it's going to be easy when you start to improve and know where, you know, like experience and everything. So he's helping me a lot and helping all the players in the team, and we're going to fight for the team and fight for him as well.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Don't forget, of course, TalkSport brings you every ball of England's tour of India. And we bring you the first day as well, the fourth test. This very morning might have already happened, Jay.
Indeed it has. India lead 2-1, meaning England must avoid defeat to keep the series alive. Big Dazza Goff told Breakfast that England will be relieved.
When you've not got someone like Bumrah bowling at your 17 wickets at 13 in the series, being the best bowler on both sides, even on spin-friendly pitches, he's still managed to take wickets. It just shows where India are at. They believe they can beat England with no matter who they play. I mean, they've already without Rahul, without Kohli, they're already without Mohammad Shami. There's so many players missing from their side, and they're 2-1 up in the series. So I forgot Kohli there. They're missing out the king, aren't they? Kohli as well. So they're missing out so many players, but they still believe they can beat this England team.
Now, remember, you can hear all the action today's play on the follow-on podcast. Listen wherever you listen to this Poddington.
Good advice. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today.
Be safe, everyone.
All right, I'm pretty sure. Guests include Big Bad Ben Foster.
Big Bad Bozza.
That's the fella.
Bezza.
Say goodnight, Jay.
Good night, gang.
Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.